Touring Tulum, Guide to Exploring Historical Magic. If you come on vacation to the Riviera Maya, you definitely must take some time to visit Tulum. A city that originated 1,500 years ago with the Mayan settlement and that still preserves the archaeological zone. With the passing of time and the arrival of the Spanish colonization, it has been changing until it became what it is today. Tulum, declared by UNESCO as a magical town, has several options to visit in terms of dining, culture, art, and even history. Here you will find some recommended points of interest to visit during your vacation. 1. Tulum Archaeological Ruins. The archaeological zone of Tulum, in Mayan means wall, dates its origin to the 6th century, and its objective was to be one of the main land and sea trade areas of the Mayans. It is the third most visited archaeological zone in Mexico, however, it is the only one that is walled and is located next to a paradisiacal beach, one of the reasons why the number of visitors increases as time goes by. In addition, its area is quite wide and its structures are among the best preserved, since you can see cave paintings on its walls, the work of the Mayan centuries ago. In order to better enjoy this place, we recommend the following. It is open from Monday to Sunday with hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a price of $90 MXN per person when purchasing your pass at the ticket office located at the entrance of the area. It is best to get there as early as possible to be able to appreciate each of the structures and its beautiful beach with time. We recommend that you bring a bottle of water, sunscreen, and appropriate clothing for the heat. At the ticket offices, you will find brochures with information on each of the structures to find out their meaning and what their function was. Otherwise, you also have the option of hiring a tour in advance. 2. Tulum Tower. Are you a fan of adrenaline and heights? If so, Tulum Tower is the ideal experience for you. It is a 35-meter-high tower where visitors sit in a gondola that rises slowly and rotates 360 degrees while you can see an incredible panoramic view of Tulum and the archaeological zone. Moreover, but you will also enjoy during the 45 minutes of a guide who will explain about the Mayan civilization, accompanied by a photo session, music, and karaoke. Here are some suggestions to make the most of this experience. The price is $985 MXN per person and it is recommended to reserve in advance through their website since each gondola has a maximum capacity of 16 people. The best time to live the experience is between 5 and 7 in the afternoon, since in this way you will have the opportunity to witness the beautiful sunset it offers. If you go during the day you can wear cool clothes, but if you plan to go at night it is important that you wear appropriate clothing, since it is cold due to the altitude. 3. Laguna Conlum. This lagoon is located 10.8 kilometers from the city of Tulum, very close to the Sion Con Biosphere Reserve. It is a protected area where music, alcoholic beverages, smoking, or pets are not allowed. And you can only use biodegradable sunscreen, with the aim of preserving this lagoon. However, it is a place that is totally worth visiting to see the beauty of the nature of the Riviera Maya. Conlum, which in Mayan means yellow land, is a lagoon that contains a cenote approximately 85 meters deep and thanks to that, you can observe a change in the hue of the water that goes from emerald green to an intense blue in the cenote area. Ideal to visit either with children or to have a relaxing day away from the city. The lagoon has toilets, palapas, a dock, swings, and hammocks over the water to make your experience even more relaxing. For your visit to be an incredible experience, keep the following in mind. The Conlum Lagoon is open to the public every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you have to pay $300 MXN per person. It is best to go early to get a palapa. In this case, we recommend you rent a car to get there, they have free parking, or hire a travel agency so that they can take you to the site. Do not forget to wear comfortable walking shoes because to access the lagoon you must walk a 1 kilometer path. Bring biodegradable sunscreen, a bathing suit, and something to eat, as there are no on-site food and beverage options. The best time of the year to visit it is between August and November, and even better during the week, to be able to enjoy it to the fullest. 4. Grand Cenote. Located 5 kilometers from Tulum, This place has several caves, caverns, and a cenote, all connected by stairs, as well as wooden bridges. The water of the cenote is turquoise, cold and crystal clear, which allows you to appreciate the fauna that this place houses, especially fish and turtles. It is a perfect place to swim, relax for a while, or even practice snorkeling or diving, since having different depths makes it attractive to practice these activities without any risk. Before visiting the Grand Cenote, keep the following suggestions in mind. Admission is $500 MXN per person, with hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We suggest that you go as early as possible and during the week. Due to its popularity, there are always many tourists and locals. Take cash, the small stores inside the place, or even to rent a life jacket. Do not accept payment by card. Bring your own towels, and don't forget sunscreen, water shoes, and snorkel gear to complete your experience. 5. Sea Turtle Festival. In the Riviera Maya, we like to preserve and take care of our flora and fauna, and for this reason, for 21 years, sea turtles have been celebrated in Tulum and Acumal. Every October, the end of the nesting season is celebrated with the help of different cultural activities, Mayan ceremony, caravans, and entertainment. It is a festival designed for everyone. There are activities for children, adolescents, and adults. From folk dances, theater, regional music, painting, drawing, all of this makes it an ideal option for those who want to know more about Tulum and its culture. If you are interested in attending this event, read our recommendations. In each edition, they choose a different venue, and they change hours. However, their activities usually start at 4 p.m. and end at 10 p.m. If you are interested in going to this festival, it is recommended to contact a guide so they can take you to the area, as well as rent a car for more comfort. It is recommended to wear comfortable clothes, sandals or tennis shoes, and mosquito repellent. You can find all the recommendations in Tulum or its surroundings. Without going too far, excellent options to visit during your vacation in the Riviera Maya. And best of all, it is only 1 hour from our Princess Riviera Maya hotels, so the distance is short and ideal to enjoy a great experience exploring the best of the area. In addition, the transport of the tour agencies arrive at our lobby. Did you like the article? If you have more ideas or more experiences to share, do not hesitate to leave us a comment. We want to read your opinions.